In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In the story today about the unmerciful debtor, there's something very subtle that you should notice, or that I'm going to call to your attention. I've noticed about Scripture that sometimes repetition is present for a very important theological reason. So don't just think the Bible just repeats itself. Don't just think it's boring because it says the same thing. In this case, there was a debtor who owed 10,000 and another one who owed just a little bit. 10,000 is more than a man in that economy could pay in his lifetime. So he would be in debtor's prison for the rest of his life. His children, his wife would be sold. Of course, there is a spiritual meaning to these things. That is, sin completely destroys the soul. That's what it means. And so this debtor goes to his Lord and he says, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. And of course, his Lord is compassionate. In fact, it says he was moved with compassion and so he forgave the debt. Then this debtor, this former debtor, or actually he still has a debt, doesn't he? Because he should have a debt of gratitude. But he was like that man who goes in front of the mirror and then he goes away and he forgets who he is. So this man forgets who he is, sees one of his fellow slaves, someone of his economic station, and wants to get every last penny that he might owe from him. And this man says, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Exactly what this debtor had said to his Lord, so a fellow slave said to him, verbatim. It's the same way in the Gospel of Matthew at the 25th chapter, when there was those that are hungry and thirsty and in prison and sick and naked. And the Lord says to the ones that were to inherit the kingdom, for I was hungry and you gave me to eat, I was thirsty and you gave me to drink, etc. And when he tells the ones that are not going to be in the kingdom that he doesn't know them, and they ask why, he says exactly the same thing except saying negative. For I was hungry and you did not give me to eat. I was thirsty and you did not give me to drink. So basically, identically, verbatim, except for the negation. You can see some other examples of this in Scripture, but to me, this example here is very powerful. Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Now, these are identical statements, but they are not identical in their proportionality. Obviously, one owed 10,000. He would never be able to pay it. Our sins are too big for us. We can't be forgiven of our sins without the Lord willing it to be so. We can't overcome our sins without the Lord willing it to be so. Of course, we must join our will to His. We don't just wait for Him to wave some sort of wand and make us able to be free of sin. We struggle, our little tiny bit of struggle, and the Lord magnifies it. And so this man owes 10,000, the other one owes just a little bit. And the one who says, I owes 10,000, says, I will pay thee all. That's not a true statement. Not in this world. Not without God helping. He cannot pay all. And yet when his slave, his fellow slave, says, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all, that is a true statement. He would have been able to work off the debt because it's a smaller debt. So it's not proportional. Identical words, but not identical in meaning, identical in proportionality. And I want to tie this in. Perhaps this is a little bit of a jump, but for me, it just jumps off the page every time I read it. I want to tie something in about Transfiguration, which we celebrated yesterday. I love the canons. The canon of Transfiguration has some deep things in it. Now, one of the verses of the canon says this: the immutable nature, having mingled itself with human nature, shone forth ineffably, abundantly disclosing to the apostles the light of the immaterial Godhead. What I want you to take note of here is the immutable nature is God, and it mingled itself with human nature. That is, God became man. And God became perfectly man. Man in every single way. A man such that when he was tired, he needed to sleep. That when he was cut, he bled. That when he was whipped and put up on a cross, he died. Perfectly man, but not proportional to us. Because he was not only perfectly man, but he was the perfect man. He perfected humanity. So the Lord is like us, but not like us. He's perfectly human as we are. Or sure, I shouldn't use that word perfectly and confuse the matter. He's as much human as we are human, except that he took his humanity and made it capable of perfection and to be with God, to arise into heaven with God and to be in the uncreated light and to behold God. And we will have that eventually happen to us. So if we understand this idea that we go before our Lord and we say, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all, something impossible to do, but with God all things are possible, then we would understand that what the Scripture is teaching us is that if the Lord is patient with us and we have such a great debt, then we are to emulate him and to be like him and to be patient with others who have a smaller debt. And the Transfiguration, for me, is the engine, is the oomph that makes me want to forgive my brother. Because our Lord took on humanity, base humanity, corruptible humanity, and he made humanity able to be incorruptible. All we need do is believe and live as we believe. So, and the way we live as we believe is we look at the example of our Lord and we follow it. That is basically what Christianity is to follow the example of our Lord. So we go before him and say, we have a terrible debt we cannot pay, but have patience with me. Have mercy on me. And he is moved with compassion. And he forgives the debt. And so, when our fellow servant does something trivial, like makes us mad because they say something bad about us, or they're prettier than us, or smarter than us, or have a better job than us, or a better car than us, or a bigger TV than us, or some other foolish, stupid thing that we are concerned about, we should understand, we should act like the Lord would act. If the Lord has given us such great mercy, then we give mercy to others. Now, it's correct to say that we should follow the example. It's correct to say that if we're not merciful to others, God will not be merciful to us. If we do not forgive others, he will not forgive us. Those are correct factual statements. But the power behind these statements is, I am a debtor and I owe 10,000 pence and I couldn't pay. And the Lord forgave me. And so inside me should be this deep gratitude that should well up within me and should make me desire to be forgiving to others. Not because it's a rule that's written down, not because there are penalties if we do not forgive, but because our Lord forgave us and we are to become like him. He became like us. And now we are becoming like him. We are becoming like the perfected human being that he is. And so this knowledge should guide you to do good. This knowledge should guide you to be more patient with people when they're just difficult. and more forgiving when people show their fallibility and their capriciousness and even their evil. Because we're also fallible and capricious and evil. If we truly understand what the Lord has done for us, that will save us from much sin. And the greatest sins are those against our brother. Now, maybe some days you're lazy and you binge watch something on television and eat a bag of potato chips. It's not a great idea. Or you have too much to drink or something like that. And those are sins. But the greatest sins are when you don't love your brother, when you're the debtor that goes to another debtor and says, "Pay me all." Then we have forgotten who we are. And the Transfiguration tells us who we will become. So the Lord became just like us and then made us better. And so with that knowledge, we should have this deep desire. And not just desire, there should just be, basically, it should be who we are. It should be our identity. That we are the one that was forgiven 10,000 talent debt. And therefore, we will forgive others. There's another verse from the canon that I wanted to read to you. Having put on all of Adam and transformed the nature which of old became dark, thou didst illuminate with the transformation of thine appearance and didst render it divine, O Christ. If you understand this, even a little, this should make you think twice before you want to say an evil word against your brother, before you want to be greedy or lustful or jealous or lazy or any of the other sins. Because the Lord took on Adam perfectly, completely. And then he transformed Adam, that is the nature of Adam, the nature that we have, which had been dark, and still, the Lord knows there's still darkness in us. There's dark parts. He transformed it and made it divine. That should be what motivates you to be a better person. All the laws in the world and all the rules in the world, they don't motivate. They're there for some people, generally people of weaker will, who do things because of fear. And it's okay to do things out of fear, as long as eventually you learn to do things for the real, perfect reason. The reason we do things is not out of fear, but out of gratitude. Out of the knowledge that we are that man who owed 10,000, and the Lord has forgiven us. And that the Lord took on our nature, and he made it so that we could be with him. So that the God nature, the uncreated nature of God, that is, his energy, would completely fill us. And we'd be filled with the knowledge of him, and there'd be no longer any darkness in us. No longer any pain, no longer any confusion. None of those things. That should motivate you. And I don't mean in a way inside your head. I mean, it should be just who you are. The man who owed the 10,000 and was forgiven didn't remember who he is. That's why he was lost. And the majority of people walk around having no idea who they are. They don't know that they're the one who owed 10,000. Even if they do think they owe, they thought they owed somewhat of a lesser sum because they're not quite as bad as all the rest of those people. In their own mind. We all owe too much. We can't pay it. But by God's mercy, he chooses not only to forgive, but to heal. And if you feel that healing going on in your heart, then you should want to give healing to others, whether it be with a kind word, or the prayer, with presents, whatever. That's Christianity. God bless you.